कामं दहन्ति कृतिनो ननु रोष दृष्ट्या कामं दहन्ति कृतिनो ननु रोष दृष्ट्या रोषं दहन्तमुत तेन दहन्त संयम रोषं दहन्तमुत तेन दहन्त संयम सोयं यदन्तरमलं प्रविशन् बिभेति सोयं यदन्तरमलं प्रविशन् बिभेति कामः कथं नु पुनरस्य मनःश्रयेत कामः कथं नु पुनरस्य मनःश्रयेत कामं दहन्ति कृतिनो ननु रोष दृष्ट्या रोषं दहन्तमुत तेन दहन्त संयम सोऽयं यदन्तरमलं प्रविशन् बिभेति कामः कथं नु पुनरस्य मनःश्रयेत कामं दहन्ति कृतिनो ननु रोष दृष्ट्या रोषं दहन्तमुत तेन दहन्त संयम सोऽयं यदन्तरमलं प्रविशन् बिभेति कामः कथं नु पुनरस्य मनःश्रयेत कामं दहन्ति कृतिनो ननु रोष दृष्ट्या रोषं दहन्तमुत तेन दहन्त संयम सोऽयं यदन्तरमलमं प्रविशन् बिभेति कामः कथं नु पुनरस्य मनःश्रयेत कामं दहन्ति कृतिनो ननु रोष दृष्ट्या बिभेति काम Mam dahanti kritino nanu rosha drishtya. Rosham dahantamutate na dahyanta sayyam. Soyam yadantaramalam pravishan bibeti. Kama katam nupunarasya manashrayeta. Kamam dahanti kritino nanu rosha drishtya. Rosham dahantamutatena dahantasayam. Soyam yadantaramalam pravishan bibeti. Kama katam nupunarasya manashayeta. Kamam, lust, dahanti, chastise, kritina, great stalwarts, nanu, but, rosha drishtya, by wrathful glance, rosham, wrath, dahantam, being overwhelmed, uta, although, they, na, cannot, dahanti, subjugate, asayam, intolerable, saha, that, I am, him, yat, because, antaram, within, alam, however, provision, entering, bibeti, is afraid of, kamaha, lust, katam, how, nu, as a matter of fact, punaha, again, asya, his, manaha, mind, shrayeta, take shelter of. Shri Prabhupada's translation and purport. Great stalwarts like Lord Shiva can, by their wrathful glances, overcome lust and vanquish him. Yet they cannot be free from the overwhelming effects of their own wrath. Such wrath can never enter into the heart of him, the Lord, who is above all this. So how can lust take shelter in his mind? Purport. When Lord Shiva was engaged in severely austere meditation, Cupid, the demigod of lust, threw his arrow of sex desire. Lord Shiva, thus being angry at him, glanced at Cupid in great wrath, and at once the body of Cupid was annihilated. Although Lord Shiva was so powerful, he was unable to get free from the effects of such wrath. But in the behavior of Lord Vishnu, there is no incident of such wrath at any time. On the contrary, Bhrigu Muni tested the tolerance of the Lord by purposely kicking his chest. But instead of being angry at Bhrigu Muni, the Lord begged his pardon, saying that Bhrigu Muni's leg might have been badly hurt because his chest is too hard. The Lord has a sign of the foot of Bhrigupada as a mark of tolerance. The Lord therefore is never affected by any kind of wrath. So how can there be any place for lust which is less strong than wrath? When lust or desire is not fulfilled, there is the appearance of wrath. But in the absence of wrath, how can there be any place for lust? The Lord is known as Aptakama, or one who can fulfill his desires by himself. He does not require anyone's help to satisfy his desires. The Lord is unlimited, and therefore his desires are also unlimited. All living entities but the Lord are limited in every respect. How then can the limited satisfy the desires of the unlimited? The conclusion is that the absolute personality of Godhead has neither lust nor anger. And even if there is sometimes a show of lust and anger by the absolute, it should be considered an absolute benediction. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Daratisva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kamam dahanti kritino nanu rosha drishtya, rosham dahanta mutatena dahanta sayyam. Soyam yadantaramalam pravishan bibeti, Kama katam nupunarasya manashrayeta. Great stalwarts like Lord Shiva can by their wrathful glances overcome lust and vanquish him. Yet they cannot be free from the overwhelming effects of their own wrath. Such wrath can never enter into the heart of him, the Lord, who is above all this. So how can lust take shelter in his mind? Hare Krishna, welcome all the devotees for today morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seek the blessings of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev and all the assembled Vaishnavas that I can serve the verse and the word serve has same letters, and as a speaker of the verse today, if I can glorify the Bhagavatam's wisdom that is being shared here. And it's a very important aspect of our spiritual progress that we soak our consciousness in the messages of the Bhagavatam. And when we don't soak our consciousness in this beautiful wisdom, then all that we see is the external struggle, the difficulties, either on the spiritual path or the temptations that tend to tell us that the world outside, the happiness outside is better than what we are getting here. And through these different narrations that Sri Sukadeva Goswami is bringing to us, the most essential wisdom that can ever be found in any part of the history, in any part of this universe, is being brought to us because of the grace of Sukadeva Goswami. When a qualified hearer like Parikshit Maharaj was eager to hear for his own benefit and for the benefit of all the conditioned souls in Kali Yuga. And through these narrations, if we are attentive, if we are alert, then we actually traverse time and space. There is a lot of, talk about time travel, space travel. So every day in the Bhagavatam class, this is like a shuttle that takes us to different places in different periods of the time. And sometimes when they, come up with this documentary or movies, the person lands up in a place where he is about to be killed, or it's a very ghastly or something that he didn't expect. But the time travel and space travel that Bhagavatam takes us in is to the most beautiful and useful contexts that have happened in the history. So there is a very popular thing in the world today called as FOMO. FOMO is fear of missing out. So when people post on Facebook or Instagram that I've been here or I've been there, I've been in this event, so people that are seeing this, they don't develop appreciation, they develop FOMO, that, I'm missing this out. But the true FOMO should come when we miss the Bhagavatam class, when we don't hear these narrations, because we miss out on this beautiful wisdom, on this travel that the Guru Parampara takes us. So here the particular context is where the different incarnations, the scheduled incarnations, the Lord follows the schedule, where like the Bhagavatam has a schedule, we have a schedule for the morning program. Also the avatars that come, they come for different purposes throughout the universe. And in the midst of the different description of different, avatars that are going to come, that have come. So the previous one, which Sankirtan Prabhu discussed yesterday beautifully, was the avatar of Naranarayana Rishi. And Naranarayana Rishi are the incarnation or avatar of tapasya, of penance. And they are doing this at Bhadrikashram. And Prabhuji was mentioning that how usually we do tapasya, for getting some benefit for our own self. But the Lord has everything. Why does he need to do tapasya? But he is doing tapasya for our benefit. And to set that example, that how true satisfaction doesn't come in unrestricted sense gratification, but in restricting ourselves and focusing on the higher purpose and on the Lord. So when Naranarayana Rishi are performing this tapasya in Bhadrikashram, Indra becomes insecure. Indra thinks that maybe they are doing this to take my post. And this is a normal thing in social context when somebody is excelling, somebody is becoming good at something in the office. Then the other colleagues, they start to become insecure that maybe this person, recently met one of the CEOs of a company. She changed her post. She shifted to another company. And all this is because she was so good at work that all her employees thought that, she is going to become her boss. Her boss, the director of the company, thought that, she'll take my post. So she was politicizing from the bottom level, from the top level, to somehow make her life difficult. And then she could not stay anymore, although she was good at work. Therefore, our Rasik Raman Pooh has this book, Smart, what is it? Being Smart at Workplace. So one is to be good at work, but another is to be good at workplace, to deal with people. So in the universal setup, Naranarayan Rishi in Badrikashram, they are doing tapasya, and Indra becomes insecure. Indra sends the distraction of sexual enticement through different apsaras. And Naranarayan Rishi, as Prabhupada mentions that, they are the creators of this world, Lord Vishnu himself. And they have no lust in them to be invoked. If there is a lust, it can be invoked. When there is no lust, how can you invoke? So all that is invoked in Naranarayan Rishi by seeing these damsels, heavenly damsels, is compassion. And they themselves, from their thighs, they produce apsaras. And that's why, Urvashi gets her name, one who came from the thigh of Lord Narayan. So Uru is thigh, and from whom she has come. Because our Sudama Prabhu has another meaning, definition of Urvashi, that which we keep on our lap, and that is called as laptop. So sometimes that becomes our Urvashi. So he produces much more beautiful damsels than what Indra has, and he gives them as gift, and has no attraction. And this beautiful line Prabhupada says that the confectioner, one who is making the sweets, has no attraction for the sweets. Even our cooks, our devotees, when they cook, they are also serving many times. And if you ask, why you have cooked so hard, why don't you sit and... No. In cooking only, many times you are so fulfilled that you don't have any more desire to personally taste. So confection is not attracted by his own sweetmeats. So Naranarayan Rishi, they have no effect of all these damsels that either Indra sent or that they have created, and they just give them as a gift. And to glorify and to show that Lord Vishnu is not like any other living entities. A prime example is being quoted in this verse. This verse is not describing any avatar, but it is just strengthening the position, the glory of Naranarayan Rishi. So therefore they give the most closest example or the personality that is there to Lord Vishnu is Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva is known as Mahadev. He is so detached that he doesn't even own a house. He stays in the crematorium or in Mount Kailash on a parvat, on a mountain. And although a great, great personality, Lord Shiva, here a episode is being mentioned where although he overcame lust, he was not affected by lust, but the way he dealt with it was anger. And anger, also has the effects of draining the spiritual energy, the energy that we possess. And if also similar episode comes in Vishwamitra Muni's case, that first time when he was meditating, Indra sends a apsara and he gets attracted to her and he forgets for many years, and then he remembers, I was doing tapasya to attain, Brahmananda, and now I have, got lost in this sexual pleasure. So he again comes back and he, does tapasya again when Indra sends. This time he remembers a previous mistake that he committed, and he becomes angry at that apsara. I don't know if it was Ramba whom he got angry at, and he burns her to ashes. But again he sees that in his spiritual barometer, in his spiritual account, even more, there is credit. The credit is lost. Even more credits, spiritual credits that he has accrued, have been lost than the lust. And so therefore, lust, attraction, attachment, or the opposite side, aversion, both have the effect that they drain our spiritual, strength. So here in that episode is being mentioned. So I just want to briefly narrate what had happened. That how did this happen? So there was a demon called as Tarakasura. If you translate it in English, Tarakasura means the demon of logic. Sometimes it also affects us that because of too much logic, we are not able to experience the magic of Krishna. That why just by chanting Hare Krishna, you can, get liberated, or what is this? No marble structure, how can it? So sometimes we are also overcome by Tarakasura. So Tarakasura, he was a very powerful demon. And he could only be, subjugated, killed by Lord Shiva's son. And that time Lord Shiva has not yet married. He had no interest in marriage. And all the, devatas were thinking, if Shiva doesn't have a son, how can we how can this Tarakasura be conquered? So therefore the two narrations, one is Parvati tries to go, and Sarvati was already very much in love with Lord Shiva and she wanted to marry him. And internally Cupid was trying to shoot the arrows of lust, kama, in the heart of Shiva. The Cupid carries a bow of sugar cane. So sugar cane is the Cupid's bow. So sometimes it is known that sugar also is it induces more desires, more cravings. So and he uses a flower-bedded arrow. And when he shoots this on Lord Shiva, of course, he is not hurt, but he is disturbed from his meditation on Lord Vishnu. And he sees that this Cupid, Kamadev, is trying to disturb him through lust, through attraction. And then he, with his third eye, he burns Cupid to ashes. And that's what is being mentioned here, that, you know, Shiva, he didn't get attracted, get influenced by Cupid's arrows, but he saw it as a disturbance, and the disturbance created in him anger. Often we get, you know, angry when somebody, you know, doesn't obey our plan, somebody disturbs our plan, our, you know, peace. That is a, you know, t-shirt, very popular t-shirt, don't disturb, already disturbed. So, when we are disturbed by someone, no, it creates anger. And so, Lord Shiva got angry, and then Dahantam, he burnt externally Cupid, but internally also it affected him. Is, you know, he, the meditation that he was in was disturbed, and it took again time to again refocus. Of course, by then he understood the need was there to kill Tarakasura. The devatas came, and then they plead, and of course he gets married on the day of Shivratri, which had recently passed. And then they have Kartikeya, who goes and kills Tarakasura. But what about Cupid? Cupid is now, no, ashes. He does. He has a body. He has existence, but he is not seen. So Cupid's wife, Rati Devi, she becomes very concerned, and she goes and begs Lord Shiva, please bring back my husband. How can I, you know, live without him? And then Lord Shiva, by then he becomes, you know, calm, and he blesses that Pratidev, who Kamadev, who I have burnt, will be born as the son of Lord Krishna, and, you know, who is Pradyumna. Pradyumna was the first son of Krishna and Rukmini, and he had a benediction that there was another asura called as Shambhara, and Shambhara asura will be killed by the son of Lord Krishna. Just like Tarakasura will be killed by the son of Krishna, Shambhara asura had this benediction that he can only be killed by the son of Krishna. And therefore, as soon as Pradyumna was born, within 10 days, he, you know, takes him, he kidnaps him, and he throws him in the ocean. And Mare Krishna Rake Krishna Mare Ke, one who wants to be protected by Krishna, who can kill him? So this one huge fish swallows Pradyumna, and then he was, you know, captured by a fisherman in the kingdom of Shambhara. And when he cuts open, he sees this boy, and he brings him, and, you know, he gets raised in the kitchen of Shambharasura only. And there the Rati Devi was born as Maya, what is her name? Rati Devi was born as Mayavati. Mayavati. And she, you know, raises Pradyumna. And she teaches him Mahavidya. Yeah, Mahavidya powers she teaches him. And once he grows up, she offers him to, you know, be married. And Pradyumna says, you raised me like a mother. But then she explains the history that, you know, we were originally Kamadev and Rati Devi. And because of this episode of Lord Shiva, we have reborn, and therefore our original relationship is that of husband and wife. And then she tells the purpose for which Pradyumna, you know, has been brought here. And then there is a huge fight between Shambhara, who was empowered by Mahamaya powers, but Pradyumna was already having Mahavidya powers. And then once he kills Shambhara, he goes back to Dwarka. And initially they get confused, because it was almost like 25 years till they have seen. And Rukmini was always, you know, sad that my first son Pradyumna is no more there. He has been kidnapped. I don't know where he is and if he is alive or not. So the moment Pradyumna enters, all of them think first Krishna has entered and they become shy. But then Rukmini, she sees that there is a different type of emotions that are coming in her heart of motherly love, and then she recognizes Pradyumna. And then Pradyumna, who is the prince regent, the first son of, is crowned as the prince. And even now if you go to Dwaraka, Pradyumna has, the first, at the entry point only, the Pradyumna's temple is there. And then you go into inside to have darshan of Dauji and Krishna and Devaki. So this is the story in brief, how apparently, yes, Lord Shiva exhibited that how when we are overcome by anger, then it also is destructive. And Prabhupada mentions here that exact line. That the lust, wrath, anger is less strong than lust. We may not get lusty every day, but definitely there is a upsurge of anger. How many of have anger issues here? Just something or someone just makes you upset, makes you, go angry. So, we can all, definitely see that anger is a much more powerful emotion than lust. And therefore, we need to control both. And the path of karma, which is a path of fulfilling our desires, fulfilling our, the trouble with the path of karma yoga is that as we are using resources, the danger is that of attachment. We may get attached and we may not leave those. We may start to think that these tools, these facilities are more important than the purpose for which I am using these facilities. Somebody may get a home to serve Krishna, but then they may get so busy in fixing the home issues that their consciousness may be less on Krishna and more on maintaining the home or a temple or a center. It happens. And in the Jnana Marga, it is about detachment. But along with detachment, a corollary, a natural byproduct is a disdain or hard-heartedness, that you become insensitive. Because you have to be insensitive to or not neglect your own feelings, emotions, you also tend to portray that on the outer world and you become insensitive, negligent of others' feelings. So there is hard-heartedness that can come. But in the path of bhakti, which is that you are restraining yourself, you are strict with yourself, but at the same time you are concerned, you are sensitive to others, and your heart is not hard. So, I was hearing some classes on these verses by different devotees, and there was one class that was given by Sridhar Swami at Juhu. And beautiful class in which he explains that how do we overcome anger? This element of anger, it's something very commonly that is aroused even in devotional circle, that even with devotees, if somebody serves us more than what we need, we can get angry. Somebody, pulls us into the kirtan but more aggressively than what we would like, we can get angry. Somebody doesn't, we tell someone to do something and he royally forgets it. We can get angry. So many, instances of anger even while we are serving Krishna. And we can, it definitely does contaminate, disturb, distract us, drain us. So, the antidote, as Sridhar Swami mentions, is that the reason we get angry on anyone is because we don't have enough love for that person or for Krishna. And mother, you can see this, that the child does lot of nuisance, lot of trouble. But parents don't get as angry as someone else who is, the child is crying. Sometimes it happens that you're going on a flight or a train, everything is peaceful. And suddenly, all it takes is one child who is not getting sleep, is troubled, and he starts to cry. And everyone else gets angry. But the parents, they don't get that angry. They may get upset, they may get disturbed, but the feeling of anger doesn't come because they have love for that child. And when love element is missing in our dealings, then anger element can come very easily. And therefore he was telling that if we develop love for the Vaishnavas, love for Krishna, love for the service, then we'll be able to overcome anger. And the way to develop love is to serve the Vaishnava Seva. And therefore, we're saying that the best way to overcome our anardas, lust, anger, greed, is to do Vaishnava Seva, is to serve the Vaishnavas. And he was mentioning, this was a class that was given just before the 25th anniversary of Juhu. 2002, I believe. 2002, right? Any of devotees that were experienced that, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, somehow I was just coming into the bhakti, I was there. Beautiful occasion. And at that time, Giriraj Maharaj, who was long-standing president, who was taking care of Juhu, because his health became so bad that he had to go to West and he could not come. There was some heart attack or some big issue because of which he could not travel. And Sridhar Swami, he was mentioning that how can we celebrate 25th anniversary of Radha Ras Bihari without having Giriraj Maharaj, because he was the one who developed this entire thing along with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Although poles apart in their working style, Giriraj Maharaj and Tamal Krishna Maharaj, because of love for Srila Prabhupada, they were best of the friends. And they were conceiving this and how to take Juhu ahead. And by then, because of that accident, Tamal Krishna had already left the world. So therefore, he was mentioning that we should all pray for the health of Giriraj Maharaj and do Sankirtan we mentioned it, Radha Gopinath, at Radha Ras Bihari, Radha Giridhari, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, and do whatever it takes, pray from our heart, so that Giriraj Maharaj can come. And to be genuinely concerned for the welfare of the Vaishnava is the first step in Vaishnava Seva. If there is no concern for the other person and then we are serving. It is not actually Vaishnava Seva. But, and he went to this extent that my health is also not good, because he already was facing some liver issues that time. My health is not that good. Otherwise, I would have prayed to Krishna, take my health and give it to Giriraj Maharaj, so that he can come. Even if I'm not there, it is okay. So I was very touched by this class that he was giving, and on this particular verse, and he was mentioning that if we have affection for Vaishnavas, affection for Guru and Krishna, love for Krishna, that is the only way we can overcome the wrath, this element of wrath. And also another example of, Srila Prabhupada often quotes about Haridas Thakur. That Haridas Thakur, when he was faced this temptation of Maya Devi coming or, Lakshahira coming to attract him, this prostitute that came to attract him, he didn't go into this mode of aversion or hate. It's very common that if you don't if you don't want to be attracted to something, you start to come with reasons to hate it. Therefore, you can be away. But both are sides of the same coin. Attachment and aversion are sides of the same coin. And so Haridas Thakur, he didn't go into this trap of hate, aversion, because it's also a negative energy. He, in fact, was compassionate on this woman that helplessly just attracted to some wealth and offered something by someone. She has come to put me into this trap, and out of great compassion, she just said, "My rounds are still pending. So you please wait as I complete my rounds, and then I'll try to fulfill your desire." And then she waited for 3 days, 3 nights, and as she kept hearing Haridas Thakur's pure chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, she got transformed, and then she surrendered to Haridas Thakur. And then Haridas Thakur, he revealed that I could have left the first day only, but I waited so that you could get transformed. Otherwise, with this disease of, you can go somewhere else, and you'll never get relieved of this disease of lust. And once he transformed her, he moved ahead. And so when there is concern, when there is compassion, at the same time, not like Bharat Maharaj, where you sacrifice your own sadhana in the name of compassion. Like there is a saying that, the operation was successful, but the doctor died. In Hirakashipu's case, we say operation is successful, but the patient is dead. Hirakashipu died. But sometimes in preachers, in trying to save others, operation is successful, that the person is saved, he is devotee, but the doctor is dead. Doctor is so, gets troubled with all these things that he gives up his seriousness in bhakti. So both should not happen. Neither the patient should die, nor the doctor should die, nor the operation should be unperformed. So if we have this concern and compassion, which we can develop by hearing and serving great souls, doing Vaishnava Seva, then these effects that will come so often, almost daily, hourly, we can. So let's focus on trying to, otherwise recently, a 5-year-old kid, he got so angry, he picked up a laptop to throw it in his home. So I was there in the home. So later I kind of tried to ask this kid, because one of the ways to overcome anger is that you can express anger or you can explain anger. So when you get angry, one of the material techniques is that instead of expressing your anger, frustration, try to explain what upset you and what is it, you know, that really troubled you, so that the other person understands. Otherwise, in expression, there is just, you know, destruction. So I try to ask him, you know, what, why did he get angry? Please explain your anger. And then, you know, this little kid also could explain why he got angry, because of this, I got angry. Said, but this is a small thing, why didn't you control? And very innocently he said, I was trying to control, but I just could not control. 5-year-old kid is saying. So, yes, when anger comes, no, we don't remember all these techniques. But definitely, if we know, keep purifying ourselves, keep improving the quality of this Vaishnava Seva attitude, then hope one day, no, we can follow in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur and these great souls. And also, of course, the whole reason why this pastime happened, so that, no, Tarkasura, the demon of logic, no, can be killed by the son of Shiva. So, all glories to Lord Shiva also. We don't minimize his position, but great souls also show that even they can be overcome, so that we don't excuse ourselves from sincerely taking shelter of the process of bhakti. So I'll stop here, and if there are any questions or comments, we can take in person. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Congratulations.